Pickaxe.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, all. I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
How do you talk with a mint in your mouth?
Ba 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 pa 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 you're the papa of pee-pee. The pee-pee papa.
I am the pee-pee papa. You are my little son.
Good stuff. How you doing?
I'm good. What have we got?
Hey, Lewis! Have you heard about...
Why?
Have you heard about the blizzard we've been having with all the snow?
No.
Fell out of the sky, covered the earth.
Well, it's in the southern hemisphere, it's winter, so...
No.
Is this happening in Australia?
No.
Okay. Well, sure.
Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Michigan.
What's happening over
which is
there?
It's in the United States of America.
Yeah, it's the middle, isn't it? It's one of the middle ones. Middle, Michigan, MI.
So it's quite northern.
What, with the snow? That would explain the snow,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. But this story was from February as well.
Okay. Well, we're a little bit behind, but that's okay.
Is this a classique?
Ooh. No, it has to be 25 years old to be classic.
Okay, that's how it works.
It's like the classic car thing. 25 years old cars are classic.
Yeah.
Well, they keep extending the time, don't they? Like in Disney. Like with Disney, like Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Every time Mickey Mouse is about to go into public domain, they're like, it's had another 5 years on.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with classic cars. Because otherwise you get like, I don't know.
Because otherwise Mickey Mouse will die.
Right.
He will actually physically drop dead.
Good Lord. Okay.
And his head will fall off.
Well.
And his ears will fall off of his head.
Well.
And then his nose.
That wouldn't work for the logo, would it?
And then his eyes will fall out.
God.
Children.
I was more thinking like, you know, you don't want like a kind of, I don't know, a Ford Fiesta being a classic car just because it's 25 years old.
Well, it will be one day, won't it?
Yeah.
There's no avoiding it.
Well, it's inevitable, I suppose. It's, you know, to me it's a classic already. What a car. Let's go into the news. What's in the news? What happened ages ago when it snowed?
So it's been this snow and, this text. Michigan winters can be tiresome, especially when it comes to dealing with snow. But one South Lyon, I guess it's pronounced Lyon, not Lyon.
I guess it was Lyon. It was named originally after the French. The French probably sort of... Because they had that bit, didn't they, in the middle of French?
They had a bit at the top
and they had a bit at the bottom, like Louisiana, and they joined in the middle.
Yeah.
And Napoleon sold it to...
What?
America.
Did he?
Yeah, the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh,
he did.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, but this, what about the Michigan Purchase?
I think that was the top bit.
Okay.
I think it was part of it. It was a package deal.
Oh, right.
You got all of it. They weren't... French weren't really using it. They had a war going on or something.
Michigan got thrown in for free.
Yeah. It's like you buy Louisiana, you get Michigan for free.
That's a good deal.
That's a great deal. And it's available now. I don't know if it is. You have to ask.
So so this woman found a way to make snow clearing duties a little more festive.
Right. By using a snowblower. Now, I thought a snowblower...
In February. How is it festive?
Oh, I see. You're the problem you're thinking.
What festival?
Well, maybe this was a news article about what happened at Christmas.
This happened on the 26th of February.
Right. I'm getting confused. Because we've been doing the classics, we're all back in time and there's a time warp going on. This video's going out in October, that we're recording in like early September, maybe August. It's August at the moment, just about.
Oh my God, you don't even know what month it is.
And then this thing that was last February, but it was recorded earlier. Festive.
Don't worry about it. Just watch the video. Let's just enjoy the video.
It looks like a CGI video.
It doesn't look real. It does not look real.
The way she runs, oh, it's so happy.
A little trot.
Is that... Isn't it? It feels like all she's doing there is just putting the snow back onto the other side of the driveway.
It didn't seem terribly efficient.
How is this thing supposed to work?
Can we slow it down?
Is this what Americans have now instead of shovels? Every American movie I've seen where there's a family at home and they're shoveling... Da, da,
da, da, da, da, da, da. Surely it'd be Chariots of Fire with the famous slow motion scene. Ba, ba, ba. We got there in the end.
Yeah. I know the song.
But why are you doing the Friday the 13th? Why are you doing that though?
Because that's part of it.
So graceful though. So festive.
So festive. How could it be more?
It really sums up the season of February the 26th. 2020.
Honestly, that's a tough time, old February, isn't it? It's like the winter's just been going on and on. Everyone's sick of it. The end of February, there's been nothing good. Christmas is forgotten about 2 months ago.
The snow hitting the garage.
See what I'm saying? She's not...
That doesn't seem efficient.
What
at
happened
all.
To the idea of a shovel?
What's that all about?
It looks like she's just creating a mess. It doesn't look real because her face looks like CGI or something. Is this a fake video you've linked here?
I think it's just because she's wearing something very pink and it stands out and it makes it look fake.
It's just... I still don't believe it's real. It's too bright. The colours are all off.
The tail looks fake as fuck.
It looks like it's on some sort of green screen. So we're looking at like a woman...
How do you know it's a woman?
I think because the way she runs and has the boots, right? And the little frilly ankles. And I don't know, it's very graceful. I don't know. I can see a shadow of her in the pink unicorn costume.
That's the important thing. There is a pink unicorn costume.
Yeah, and she's pushing like a mower, but it's not. It's a blower.
It's like a lawnmower, but it's a snow blower, which is apparently a thing that exists.
And I mean, I'm assuming because she's in Middle America, she has this piece of kit, this electrical snow blower, for literally this tiny bit of driveway that she has, which is a pedestrian path between her house and... front yard. Why do they even need to clear it? Like how? Oh no! Look, no, it is a driveway.
Why do you think they're using it? Because they get to do this. They get to prance up and down their drive, dressed in like an inflatable pink unicorn outfit. And I mean, that is like a prance. She is doing a prance.
It is a prance. Yeah.
It's very majestic. It's graceful, I would say. But how do we know there's a woman in there?
Because you can see the shadow, look.
What about that shadow is womanly?
I just don't think it's a man. The way it runs, the movement, the big ass.
Does have a big ass.
It looks like a big ass American, North American woman. I'm just saying. It's got a lot of junk in that trunk. Look, it's quite...
Do you think she wears this...
At other times?
Yeah, at other times.
For doing what?
Going to the shops? Going to the bank?
Right. Normal stuff.
Picking your kids up from school?
Dentist.
Going to the dentist? Sure. Going to the cinema? Dressed as that?
It'd be a bit annoying for people behind you, because you're quite big.
But what about in the bedroom?
It'd be like squeaky, it'd be like rubber balloon.
I don't
fetish.
Think it's rubber, I think it's like...
Soft. Soft, svelte, real unicorn hide. Shall we move on?
Don't you want to think about that in bed?
Not really, no. I'm like, I'm just a bit like, it's fun. It's
and
a fun.
It's like leaning back with like empty half. I touched your hand there.
That's okay.
It's not gay. So there's an empty part of the bed and she's patting it with a
hoof.
Hoof, that's what it's called, yeah. And she's going.
Right, like a unicorn.
Yeah. I assume they make the same noises as horses do, but I'm not sure. I've not heard a unicorn. They might moo like a cow. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Surely, though, it would be more kind of twinkly, sparkly, magical feels. Rainbows, you know.
What does a rainbow sound like?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. More beaming, more like ping. Yeah, like that. Yeah, like that, or yeah. I can see the heart just coming up off of
yeah.
You. So it's making that noise.
Yeah, in bed with you.
It's more...
Don't forget the context of yeah. This. Yeah.
And it's making the noise immediately.
Yeah.
Before anything's happened.
Before you've touched.
Right. No. So what kind of noises does it make when we do touch? Gently, when I caress.
Oh my that's god. You.
That's me. Oh.
I got it the wrong way around. I'm so sorry.
Oh my god, and the horn.
I'm sorry?
It's got the horn.
Oh. Unicorn
and
horn.
So
right.
Have I.
Daddy, Daddy, I made it you breakfast.
And that's what he made.
What's this? Little shit.
It's a carbonara, I saw it on Bon Appetit. The lovely lady with the grey streak in her hair, she made it for me.
She looks a bit like Lewis Brindley at the Yogg's Cast.
You love the Yogg's Cast, don't you, Daddy?
Yes, I do, son. They were very funny in the Minecraft days. To say
what years ago.
Happened to them now.
Talking about plates of spaghetti.
We've already done the story about the mother who tried to buy a book about penguins.
That was a classic little tale.
And we couldn't show any of it because it was disgusting.
I think we did show a bit of it, actually. No?
Everything was pixels.
Tom says we didn't see any
Everything
of it.
Was pixels. We saw it.
He had to we watch saw all of it. I saw it. We were
Tom probably watched most of
that, so you didn't have to. Because, you know, you should be thanking us for saving you. For that.
So this is the next chapter in the horror that is inflatable dinosaurs / mums buying something inappropriate for their children.
Yeah.
I mean the headline, Mum horrified after noticing inflatable toy dinosaur appears to have genitals.
Yes.
So obviously it's inflatable. You have to inflate it through a nozzle somewhere.
Using your mouth.
So if you were going to have any kind of animal at all, where would you put the nozzle? Not where its dick is. That would be a good idea.
Right, that would be the first place you'd say not to.
Yeah, but put it anywhere. Just don't put it there.
Maybe the horn, you know, would be a good place for it. You know?
I guess so. Yeah.
Or...
right on the crown of its
I know,
head.
Just somewhere that's not important. Like...
belly button. Oh, that looks. That's a bit close.
That's a bit close, isn't it? That is too close. Maybe that's the mistake they made, though. Do you know
what I mean? Is that what outie belly buttons are? Can you just inflate someone?
Yeah.
You just blow on it.
I've never tried. I think...
none of us are friends with people that have outies.
I just don't think belly buttons are a very comfortable thing to even be aware of, you know? I just don't like...
what?
Like...
what? What?
I don't think anyone is enjoying spending time near belly buttons.
You don't like belly buttons?
I'm not a fan, no. Is that normal? I'm just not a fan. It's not my thing. It's a bit weird, the belly button.
Why do you find it... okay, now we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to get to the bottom of this.
Do you need me to lie down?
Okay, so Lewis.
Oh, God, I'm not sure I want to go down this path, but carry on. Let's do it.
Just tell me, how do you feel about belly buttons?
Well, sometimes a belly button will fill up with, you know, fluff. A common thing to be filled up with.
To be filled up?
Not filled up, but contain
a tiny bit of lint. Or
yeah,
something.
There'll usually be fluff in a belly button, which is okay. I like fluff. Who doesn't like fluff? But a lot of people don't wash their belly buttons. They forget about it. Okay?
Okay.
And so you shouldn't, don't do this. You shouldn't smell someone else's belly button. Don't do that.
What?
They're very cheesy.
Oh my God.
They can be if people haven't considered the belly button as part of their normal washing routine. So,
okay, right.
Was that too much information?
There's a lot to process. There's a lot to process.
We haven't done this for a while. We've been doing critiques. We haven't talked to talk about the real world. We've been in character.
And of course, the belly button wasn't invented until the 1930s.
Invited? It certainly wasn't invited to my shindig.
No, thank you. Go somewhere else.
Fuck me. All right, well, let's carry on with this. The blow-up nozzle was misplaced around the Dangus area. We need to see a picture, but we're not going to get one, I guess.
So there is the offending dinosaur. He's quite a jolly chap.
He looks like one of those shit balloons that has a big seam. He was flat originally.
Yeah.
And he's been blown up along. The seam is like...
It's exactly that, isn't
it? Yeah.
It's exactly that.
And so, in a sense, like, he's already so unrealistic that why do you need to put the nozzle hidden somewhere on a belly button location?
Maybe they did some, you know, research.
To see where it would blow up.
Yeah. They had 100 children.
Oh.
And they had 100 different blow-up dinosaurs.
Nozzle locations.
Well, yeah, each with a different location for the nozzle.
Right. So, like...
And then they blindfolded the dinosaurs and the children.
Right.
They put them in a dark room. They span them all around 3 times.
Goodness me, is this the CIA was doing this?
And they just slowly filled the room with water.
Right.
Well.
Okay, gosh, yeah.
Standard, just to make things
standard clinical test. Yeah.
So as you can see, well, we can't see it.
Yeah, because it's off the bottom of the... They've cut it. Well, this is a family show. And
oh, God, I'm scared. I'm scared, Lewis.
We can see the whole thing lying on the sofa in a compromising position.
So this is what she sees.
We don't even have,
Oh, God.
It's under the belly button, definitely.
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God, it's right there!
Right between the legs.
It's right between the legs. And it's got a kind of a hood on it. A protective skin layer.
Sheath. Yes.
I would have called it.
Yes.
I didn't want to go straight for foreskin. Horseskin. Foreskin. Dinosaur. It's like a horse.
Did dinosaurs have foreskins? Were they made of scales?
Did dinosaurs
have dicks? Cloacas, I guess. Like Knuckles the Echidna.
Were dinosaurs birds?
Hi, I'm Knuckles the Echidna, but you can call me Knuckles.
Is it blue? I guess it is blue.
Yeah, it looks green on that picture, but it is blue. Sure. It looks jolly. He looks fine. And I would look that smiley if I just had a woman blowing up my blow-up hole for the last... giving her best puff efforts to... Jesus.
So it's from a pack of balloons that cost $5.50. There were six balloons.
They've kindly translated it, though, into English there.
Less than a dollar each.
What kind of exchange rate? When was this article written?
I know.
$5.50 is not £3.14.
When the fuck was... When... That's...
What?
That can't be right.
No. It's almost... The exchange rate's almost one for one now.
They must have edited... typo or something.
No, they can't. It's just, they must have ripped it off from some
That's yesterday. This was not written yesterday.
It was updated yesterday.
Yeah.
But they didn't update the exchange rate.
What's this back to school survey? What is with this?
What is with the internet
website
now, by the way?
Why
you
is
go
the...
to any
Oh my
thing
God.
And it's so much pop-up crap to go through. It's awful.
I think we just had a nice period of a few years where things weren't shit.
Yeah, and now any
That's
website
over.
is can I have all your information? You have to press accept. It's like, okay, fucking hell.
We want to know where you live.
It's like, okay, I press accept.
Would you like notifications on your Windows?
No, not really, no.
For a fucking website?
Oh so
has
much.
Has anyone said yes to that ever?
I think accidentally people just click yes and then suddenly you've got pop-ups all the fucking time.
And their metrics go through the roof and then like they can sell like advertising things based on that.
The internet websites are fucking, I'm honestly like, shut it all down. It's just, we're done with it.
Shut down the internet.
It's had its day.
Shut it down.
You can keep YouTube going and like maybe...
Maybe Twitch or something, just two random websites.
Twitch is
just...
okay. But the rest of them, shut them down. We're not using them.
Fiona, there are now 3 full piss bags and I'm running out of bags to shit and piss in.
To shit and piss in.
So this was a related story, right?
You did, what? You've just added an extra... You just found this in the related stories?
It's about a cat, Lewis. What is this? Is this video playing? A video playing slowly zooming in on a cat. Great. Fantastic. So there's a story about a cat. The cat is not called Toby. That's the name of the carvery.
Toby Carvery. I used to go to... I'm surprised they're still going.
So carvery,
how old is this article?
So carvery is... If you want...
It turns out we're reading classique articles. Shit.
So carvery, if people aren't aware, if you want a nice roast dinner,
on
you
a
can't
Sunday.
Be asked.
Yeah,
you go
or
to
any
a carvery.
Day of the week. Yeah, don't go on a Sunday; it'll be too busy.
It's open 24 hours a day, and they've always got like at least 3 different roast meats.
Yeah, and they, you know, you chicken, go up, beef, you go up lamb. With your plate, don't you? And they slice you off some very dry meat, which you can moisten yourself with your own
gravy,
saliva, or gravy.
Yeah,
yeah, you can choose.
Typically. They don't ask you to spit on your own food.
Well, you do that when you eat it. I'm not saying you spit on it and
oh,
then
right.
eat it.
Oh, right. I get it. Yeah, sorry. Misunderstood.
I'm sure. I'm not sure. So cats. What is a cat?
So there's a cat called Tula who had been visiting this carvery because she really... Obviously, it's the smell attracted her.
All the meats. Yeah.
Yeah, the smell of the meats.
The roast
not
meats.
Not the smell of the customers.
Just clarifying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just in case
it's almost certainly the meats.
It probably is.
It could be. It could be something else.
Maybe there's some nice flowers they've got growing outside.
Maybe. Tom, stop it. Send me off.
That'll be the meat. Jesus Christ.
So it's such a weird article. Toby Carvery.
So a cat has been visiting this carvery.
I haven't talked about Toby Carvery in years.
Are you having a breakdown?
I didn't know they were still going.
It's okay.
I didn't know people still went out for roasts.
They are, especially
Toby
this cat.
Carvery.
So the cat, eventually, it went. It visited... It visited its home, and the owners discovered it had a note tied around its neck.
Okay. Right.
So the staff of Toby Carvery left a note.
We're sick of this cat. Coming in, bothering people.
So it says, does this cat have a home?
Okay.
Always at Toby Carvery.
Oh, of course, because it's like sending a pigeon mail. You can't write that much on it, so you have to be quite concise.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of room for text.
Ugh. Naughty cat. Well, you know what happens. Those, you know, you go up for all your meats. They give you quite a lot. People are going to give them to a cat that comes in. And she's learned that, you know...
She spends hours there every day just begging for food until people just give in and give her some scraps of, you know, some beef fat or gristle.
I don't...
And it has just scoffing it all up. And then it goes home, and then it has dinner prepared to it, but from its, you know, its owners.
You hear about these cats that go around and have like multiple dinners. They go to like they have little route that they have in the neighborhood, and you're like, man, we're feeding this. We got our cat on a diet, but it's just getting fatter and fatter.
It can be typical of a cat that's been stray and has found like a new neighborhood where the other cats haven't chased it off,
right?
And it'll visit a few owners, and they'll fight over who's cat it's going to be, because they've all been like looking after it, they've all been feeding it, they've all been petting it and giving it attention, But then as soon as one person's done, the cat goes off to the next neighbour.
It's like a playboy.
The same thing all over again.
It can't settle for one.
It gets dinner, it gets a fuss, it gets love and attention. Yeah. And then it goes on next door and next door.
Did you hear about there was a cheetah that's being... Cheetahs are given like pet dogs in zoos because they're very
shy. Cheetah the cat.
No. Not... What? No, I mean, this is a cat that's cheating on its owner, I guess, okay. with other... But no, it's unrelated.
Cheetah with an H at the end.
Yeah, A-H.
Yeah.
They're like in the... What? They meow and stuff properly like cats. I think they were like maybe... I don't know where cats came from, but I assume it's... Something from cheetahs or whatever, right?
I think it came from space.
Some
pretty sure.
Some big cat. Some big cat evolved into...
Okay, we can't hear it. We'll watch the video.
Now beg for meat. Look, they're all doing it, see? They're begging for meat here. This is what they want. They're sniffing.
Oh, they're adorable, aren't they? Look at their eyes.
See, these are quite well adjusted towards humans, because apparently cheetahs are very spooked.
Oh my
humans.
Fucking Ooh. God, look
oh,
at
oh,
it.
Look at him.
I feel like I've been trained that when I see this, I do just want to look after it.
Yeah.
Like my cats have trained me.
Right.
To do that.
To provide you with, like...
Are you all right? Are you okay? Do you want some crunch? Do you want some crunch? That's what I call the biscuits, because they're like crunchy.
Right.
Do you want some crunch? And I give them some of this weird ass organic fucking crunchy biscuit treat.
Is it crunchy? Because it sounds... It's probably edible. I'd go for it.
Can I have some crunch?
Oh, you're a good boy. You're a good boy. I've tried my best.
You yeah. do.
I'm trying my best.
That's about it, really. Oh, wait. There's a final twist to the story. Tula, the naughty begging cat, it's not the first time she's done this. Toby Carvery wasn't her first ever port of call. She used to go to an old folks' home and they would give her meat paste.
Ooh.
From their sandwiches.
That's very old folks' home, isn't it? Meat paste. Meat paste.
Oh, I love a good meat paste sandwich.
But they call it pate instead.
It's
sounds
not
much
pate.
Nicer.
It's a different thing, though, isn't it?
What? How is it different? Is pate smoother?
I have no idea the
is
difference.
Is meat paste
now
thicker?
I think about it.
I mean, where why does it... Like, you've got a nice steak, okay?
What's the difference between, like, toothpaste and tooth pate?
Well, I assume tooth pate is even smoother than yeah. toothpaste. Yeah, it really just...
Melts
very,
in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And therefore, it's not very good because it doesn't stick to your teeth.
No.
That's why no one uses it. Didn't catch on. That's enough.
Do you want to go to Toby Carvery
for a spot of some dry meat?
We're not gonna buy any food there. We're just gonna beg in the patio outside.
If you do your voice, yeah, your cat voice.
Oh, I thought you meant hello. I'd like some beef, please.
I think you're a normal customer at Toby Carvery. Well, you're welcome back. Here's your regular.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, you meant the cat.
Anyone's still going to Toby Carvery? It's people like that.
Ma'am, do you want to ride the bang bus? Oh, sure. Well, that'll be £1.50.
Oh, I don't have any money. Is there maybe some other way I can pay?
How far are you going?
Hey, Lewis.
Simon.
Have you ever dreamt of living in your very own palace?
Oh, all the time.
Like the Queen.
Wow, yeah, good example.
There is one catch, though.
Right.
The palace is made of snot.
Right.
Are you still up for it?
Less up for it. Where is this palace?
Do you need time to think it over?
Where, is it local?
No, it's under the sea.
Right. Okay. It's getting worse. You're not doing a real estate agent job of selling me this place.
It is a palace, though.
Right, okay.
I mean, when I say palace, it's a structure made of mucus, I guess. And it's, I think that's like 5 stories tall.
Ooh.
Can be.
Like a manor house, yeah. Like a kind of a big...
A block of flats.
Right, yeah.
Made of snot. Submerged. Where there's not much light.
So. Where is this happening? Under the sea? Why? They glossed over this in Finding Nemo.
That was Little Mermaid.
You know, other undersea movies, they've also glossed over it. I've seen them all. I've not seen this.
Okay.
I was watching The Abyss. There were no snot palaces in that.
Well, there
just
was...
Just weird
was,
aliens. Yeah, an alien
made
liquid.
Of snot, maybe.
Maybe. We don't know.
Do you remember when they had the little mouse and they put it in liquid oxygen stuff?
Yeah.
And it just floated around and it was like...
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun. That was a good bit of the movie. I like talking about bits of movies that we both liked and remember because they were weird.
I think James Cameron did a cut of the movie that was like 3.5 hours long or something. I think the best bit is still probably the mouse. Maybe he added an extra hour of just mouse footage.
Didn't they film that thing in these massive nuclear waste tanks or whatever, nuclear water tanks that were for a cooling, for a power plant or something?
Oh, and, probably.
And everyone got sick.
Yeah, everyone got like pneumonia and
everyone got the bacterial disease from all the snot that was in there, all the mold and stuff. And they hated each other. They were cold every day. It was miserable, I recall.
They couldn't heat up the tank because otherwise...
That's right. Well,
question mark.
Well, no, but it was massive. It's a massive tank. I don't think you could heat this thing up. It was just ludicrous. It was
just get some electric heaters.
They used it for astronaut training as well, didn't they?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I might be talking out my ass. Look it up. It's an interesting story.
No. okay.
So
these are giant larvations, I think. Is that how it's pronounced?
Ooh.
Is that, do you think?
I would have pronounced it like that, yeah.
Larvation? Larvations. I'm not sure how else it could be pronounced. I'm not an expert, I'm going to be honest. They look like big tadpoles. And
their delicate mucous homes get clogged.
Yeah, the reason they get clogged is...
They're made of snot.
Yeah, they're made of snot, admittedly.
It's a very cloggy thing, snot.
I mean, that's what it's for,
if there was something that caused clogs...
Snot is there to catch
high on the list.
Things,
yeah. It's a clogging agent, if you will. It's deliberate.
So these palaces... as they are described. So it's the equivalent of
Describing is a palace? Why do they do this?
They're also described as master builders of the sea as well.
God, they sound delicious. I'd eat a master builder of the sea, wouldn't you? Mmm.
Vegan, well, so you wouldn't, would you?
But
you have to stick to fucking kelp.
Well,
and you'll like it.
A lot of these things are basically just kelp anyway, aren't they?
Isn't sea apples a thing? Sea apples, like... Is that something I just made up?
You're thinking of like a fat fish.
Hang on. Oh God, I hope it's not a sex thing. Oh Jesus.
Sea apples.
Okay. It's like a big fat sea cucumber.
It's like a delicious looking sea cucumber. Although kind of weird.
Oh my God. Are you sure you wouldn't want to eat one of them?
It looks like an alien grenade or something. Do you know what I mean? Like, it looks like an, I don't know, it looks so alien, doesn't it? It looks like something that would grow on Jupiter, and you went there, and you landed, and it would be like, oh, it's growing on a sea apple.
Can't really land on Jupiter, though. Can
No.
It's a gas giant.
I know, but it does have a surface somewhere down there, you know.
It's molten... Like iron and stuff, though, isn't it?
Whatever.
So you can't really land on that either.
One of the moons of Jupiter. I just wanted to keep it simple.
Which one, Lewis? Europa? That's a good bet.
Yeah.
There could well be water there.
Yeah. Or Ganymede, maybe.
Sure, it's a bit dry.
Well, that looks quite dry, the sea apple. I know it's underwater, so
that
you think
sea apple
it would be very wet.
Juicy as fuck. That is one wet-ass
apples
sea apple.
Are not the juiciest fruits, are they, though?
They're pretty juicy.
They're not. They're weak.
There's a lot of water in an apple.
The only less juicy fruit than an apple would be a banana, which is obviously basically a dry fruit. What? Every other fruit is juicier than an apple. Strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, Name a fruit that's not juicier than an apple, apart from a banana.
I guess that you bite into it and it just goes squish. That's what you're thinking of as a juicy fruit. But what about a pear? It's not like you bite through and it just melts away.
Pears are always juicier than apples.
Yeah, I would agree on that. But sea apples...
You're getting quite...
Sea apples, they've got to be very juicy.
Well, they're on the water. Like, full of water.
Like sea cucumbers.
I bet they're very dry.
When they're scared, they just expel their intestines out. They go...
Right. And all of like the jism. Intestines. Mm. Like the whole internal organ.
Yeah. Ooh. And it just grows it again.
Oh, that's...
I don't know how it grows it, though. Because how does
magic
it... Magic. But how does it,
of
like...
Of nature. The magic of nature.
To regrow it, it would need nutrients. And how can it absorb nutrients if it's just fucked away, like, half of its digestive system?
Right. Yeah. I mean, these are questions that we will never know the answer to. No one knows.
No one knows. No. All we know about is snot palaces.
Yeah. And that's why we're here today, to talk about those.
Do you remember when we started talking about that? Oof. Okay, so...
I don't really want to know about these.
They are anymore. The equivalent of a complex...
We're going to carry on. A complex what?
A complex five-story house. It protects them from predators.
How many of them living in there?
80 to a house.
80?
I just made that up.
Okay.
Just to satisfy
Well, they're 4
you.
Inches tall.
Yeah.
So...
They're big houses.
It's quite roomy. A five-story mansion with 80 four-inch tall snotlings in it.
I mean, okay, the house is 4 inches tall, and that's the largest.
What kind of rooms
does
it have? Does it have like a billiards room or a ballroom? Because most palaces would be equipped with, you know, these kind of function spaces.
Yeah, you do need a ballroom for a palace, don't you?
Yeah.
Because how, you know, where else are you going to put your balls?
Exactly. I guess just in your trousers.
Yeah.
Would be where I would go with them.
Do you think if Tumblr owned a palace, they would have a ball pit? It's a Dashcon reference. Anyway, so these things are tiny. They're tiny
Leave
creatures.
Leave a comment if you understood that reference, because I didn't.
They're tiny creatures and their houses are tiny. The houses protect them from predators, but also it filters food.
Is it like a spider with a web? Instead, it's like a slug with a snot, a web of snot.
Okay, imagine a slug.
Like a 3D house web.
Imagine a slug, right? And the slug just like...
What is this?
Slug.
Okay. A sea slug.
Right.
It's quite big.
And it's like, it's a bit snotty. And all that snot it uses to build, like, a big house for itself.
Right.
And the house, like, protects it from birds that would eat it. And also literal apples that fall off of trees.
Literal apples?
Yeah. Not sea apples. Not pretend apples.
Because those, of course, would float to the surface. They'd be upside
down. No, it's a slug. It's not underwater, it's an actual slug.
No, but the house would be attacked by upward-falling sea apples.
Why would that... What?
In the same way that
what?
Above... Well, it's a
what?
Mirror, isn't it? Like,
what are you talking
it's
about?
It's a mirror. Like, the ocean is a mirror. You look in there and it's a
so
mirror.
So gravity's upside down.
Yes.
If you drop something, it falls up.
Not gravity. Other stuff pulls it to the surface, like, I don't know, air and stuff. Okay. Yeah, you got a point. I realized that doesn't work.
So if someone's walking around by a beach and they have a heart attack, they drop down dead. If someone's diving underwater at the beach, they have a heart attack, they float up to the surface.
Well, they do usually, yeah, actually.
So that's kind of what you mean.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess
and there's also an apple tree.
Won't yeah. I really misunderstood how that works.
Yeah.
But it's helped me understand the slug houses more. So I'm pleased that that's where we are.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to describe how the apples fall and, like, the top of the house has got, like,
You were going to carry
funnel.
On. You were just going to carry on with the... Press on through this madness.
So the apples will fall and they'll, like, land, like, on the kitchen table.
A snot funnel.
Yeah.
For the apples.
So the apple falls down, it lands on the kitchen table.
Like
but
a
the
guttering.
Kitchen table's also made of snot. As well.
Well, that stops the apple getting bruised when it falls through into the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to wake up and come down to the kitchen and there's a nice fresh apple there. That's...
An apple for breakfast. Bit weird.
Bit dry. Prefer, like, something juicier.
Oh, my God. What even is this? What even is this? Let's just move forget. On. Let's just forget that.
Piss off, Mum! I'm killing a copper! Like, come on, Stephen! You gotta go to school!
Fuck off, Mum! I'm shanking a prostitute! Fuck you, Mum!
Lewis.
Simon.
Have you heard about the island that wants to abolish time?
What?
Time. They want to get rid of it. They just want to get rid of time.
Yeah.
Blam, gone.
Right.
Time doesn't exist anymore. It's
okay.
Gone forever.
No. What is in the dimension, the fourth dimension, time,
yeah.
Through which we move
yeah.
through space and time.
Everyone has to freeze in place 24 hours a day.
Oh, like one of those things where they do it. It's like a trope, isn't it? Where you get a time freezer, a little stopwatch or whatever, a MacGuffin, and it will freeze.
Saved by the Bell had that. In like the first season,
and you can
Zach Morris, you would go time out, and everyone would freeze.
Yeah, and you
and
could
then
like take a hot
that.
Dog out of a guy's mouth and put it in another guy's mouth, and you could take some guy's trousers down and do stuff, you know, and make him trip over when time starts, you know.
What if you?
Oh no!
What if you got the guy that was eating
Nothing
the hot
sexual.
Dog?
Sexual. Like, what were you thinking?
What if you were getting the guy who's eating a hot dog? Right, you remove the, you take out the hot dog from his mouth. You get the sausage out of the bun. Chuck that away. You don't need that. You then pull a man's trousers down. You put his dick in the bum.
Right, you are going where we were thinking that it was going. Okay, sure.
Cover it in ketchup and mustard. You got to make it look the real deal.
Okay.
And then just chow down on that bad boy.
Is time still frozen?
I don't... Sure. Does it matter at this
I
point?
I don't know.
I don't know. So the reason they want to get rid of time is it's not everyone freezing in place. That was just jokes. They want to not worry about...
Really?
Yeah. They're like, okay, don't worry about what time you get up, you go to work, you go to school. None of that matters anymore. We're getting rid of it. Because,
just do it naturally.
Because...
Let nature guide you.
They have 69 days...
Nice.
Of just daylight, constant daylight, and presumably also of no sun at all at winter. So during the summer, the sun just does not set for almost 70 days. So the concept of time is fucked for people already.
Right.
So they're like, just...
So there's no...
It's daytime. It's always daytime now. If you're going to do something in the middle of the night, it doesn't matter, because you may as well treat it as the middle of the day now.
Right. So you're saying that they don't have what's it called? What's the thing? The biological clock. The when you have the sun, it wakes you up in the morning. It's got a name. Circadian rhythm.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
They're saying just get rid of it.
So they don't have a circadian rhythm anyway. So how are they going to track?
Oh, isn't it lovely?
Time though.
And it's called summary as well. Maybe.
So how? I'm just confused.
Summary.
So how are they going to get make sure people kids go to school at the same time and stuff? And
I don't know.
Anything? Or work at the same time? Or anything. Time's quite important.
Oh.
What?
This story turned out to be a PR stunt from the Norwegian government agency.
It was the the NIA who scammed us.
What does that stand for?
The Norwegian Intelligence Agency.
Those bastards.
I forgot what the CIA stood for a second.
So this is fake news. Hashtag fake news.
This is the first one we've had on Peculiar Portions confirmed fake news.
So they didn't abolish time. I mean, when you think about it, that was a ridiculous headline.
Yeah, but I sort of believed it, though. It's almost like an April Fool.
I want to know the details about this dumb fake story.
So there's some men tearing up a clock. They're burning it. They're burning a clock.
So where's this place called? Summer Island.
Look at them. Look at them ripping up that clock. We don't need time anymore.
I didn't know you could just rip up a clock.
If they stop time, do they stop getting old? Because that's something that I could see being a priority for those guys.
Wow.
I mean, they've already lost their fucking hair. None of these men have hair. You know? They're like, we can't afford to lose anything else.
Is that what happens in Norway?
That guy, oh my God, that guy with the no hair at all is just an older version of the guy.
Oh my God, they're each an older version of each other.
Yeah.
Is this what happens when you destroy time?
Yeah, look, it's like a paradox has been created right here. Because these two
your
guys,
past versions visit you.
They
and
blend
try and
into
stop
one.
You
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, stop. Look, see, she's trying to stop him ripping up time, but it's already been ripped up. And they're laughing about it. Stupid.
So where are the Daleks?
They'll be over. Cybermen first, though. Of course, you know, got to use those guys. Oh, everyone loves the Cybermen.
So it's going to have flexible hours of school and work. In the middle of the night, which
Norwegian accent?
In the middle of the night, with shitty folk, make call 2 a.m. Does it sound like Suro? No, he's Swedish.
Yeah, it's different.
In the middle of the night, with shitty folk, might call 2 a.m. You can spot children playing soccer, people painting their houses, or mowing their lawns, and teens going for a swim.
Really?
No.
Anyone in
Norway? No, not really.
When
this is all fake.
Black.
This is fake. And this is during the summer.
But it's got to have a nugget of truth in it.
So wait, during the summer.
Where's the truth nugget?
No. We got to think about this. During the summer, they're like, you know, it's daytime. Just do things you do during the day. Forget about it. So during winter, do they just sleep for 69 days?
Like a bear. I read that the word for bear, has been lost. The original word for bear. It's gone, lost in the mists of time.
What do you mean?
Well, the word bear means, like, it's like Lord Voldemort. It's like, don't say, like, it means like brown one or something. It means like, don't
right.
say his name.
But what about,
because they feared that using the word bear
would make a bear appear.
Would make a bear appear, like Lord Voldemort. So they never used his
Ursa and stuff like that.
It's Latin, that's different.
So did this only apply to, what, English people?
I didn't read the article fully.
That surprises me.
But I don't think that should stop a good story. I don't think lazily half-reading something...
I'm kind of interested in this story now, Lewis.
Original word for bear got forgotten. Why do you not Google what I ask you to Google?
I want to lead with bear.
Whenever we Google stuff, do you never... I have a good idea of what I want to Google.
Oh my God, you're right. Oh, it's from Reddit.
Well, of course, that's where I read everything, isn't it?
Today I learned...
6 years ago.
The original word for bear, the animal, has been lost. Superstitious people in medieval times thought that saying the ferocious animal's name would summon it, so they used a euphemism that meant the brown one, bear. That's literally what you said, word for word.
Well, no, 6 years ago. But it gets reposted all the time, doesn't it?
That's a great
that's
memory.
What Reddit does.
Reddit great memory.
Just reposts
have.
The same. Thanks, dude. Like an elephant.
Or a bear.
No, it's not stopping!
So, Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the haunted doll of Annabelle that has a demon inside?
Uh-huh.
And she'll come and she'll kill you at night.
It's a very...
But she's safely locked up in a glass cabinet.
Like in The Conjuring.
Or she was, but she escaped! But actually, she never did!
Oh, so it's okay then?
Yes.
Good. She's safely locked up in a glass cabinet.
That was a roller coaster for you.
It was. It's like The Conjuring movies. Yeah, that's what I remember it as.
Yeah. Annabelle was in that.
Was she? The real one? The real Annabelle?
No, it was a fake one that looks much scarier. Because right. The real one looks like the right, and the fake one is the left.
God, right. So the real one looks like something out of Rosie and Jim. Quite cute, quite friendly, on a riverboat.
Which one does?
The one on the right?
The right one, yes. Sorry.
The one on the left looks like it's been dug out of a tomb.
Yeah, the one on the left looks like it's got a demon in it.
Yes.
And the one on the right looks like a children's toy.
That's right. That's what I said, yes. And the one on the left is it's wearing like this sort of terrifying funeral garbs, and its face is...
It looks like it's got boobs.
But also its face is like that brown tinge that you associate with... Like, I don't know, some like mummification or something horrible. Like, it's just such an unnatural brown. It's like that, it's like, you know, like if you see a corpse in some movies where they've been like left and the skin's gone brown and all the tightly to their face.
Yeah, I think it happens to people if they drown. You know, maybe if they've been pushed in a canal.
Oh, I wouldn't know about that.
Okay.
But sure, it's horrible. She also got an expression on her face like she's like a Karen. Why do I have to wear my mask? You see what I mean? Like that.
They've both got smiles and they've both got rosy cheeks though, so you can't fault them on that.
But her mouth is like in this horrible, odd shape, like pouty mouth. It's not cool. Anyway.
Have we got another picture?
Tell me more
about
it.
Oh, that's her on holiday.
Oh, she sends pictures. She has got a pouty mouth. Oh my god!
That's from a Haunted House. It's a movie, the Wayans movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a spoof.
What is this news article? Explain to me.
Okay, so there was a rumor going around that Annabelle got on the loose, that she'd escaped
from her glass cage.
Yeah,
the real Annabelle,
the actual real Annabelle
that wasn't in the movie,
the Raggedy Ann doll, TM doll, escaped.
The one on the left or right?
The one on the right.
The cute one.
The cute one escaped.
That's real.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was a cute doll.
Yeah, that was possessed by a Satan.
But it's escaped.
Yeah. But it didn't.
Okay.
It was just a rumor.
Right. And that's the whole article.
But that's what they want you to think.
Right. I'm so confused. Why is this? What's happening?
Why is this news? There's a demonically possessed doll on the loose. I mean, there isn't. It's just a rumour. It didn't really happen.
That's
unless it did, and they're just trying to placate us. They think we're fucking sheep. Well, I'm not a sheep. I'm a lion.
Okay. Calm down.
Okay, sorry.
Wow. It's all...
Oh.
What? Okay, so what's going to happen then? What's the problem if it does escape?
Okay, so there's...
What's it going to do?
So there's Ed and Lorraine Warren.
What happened in the movie when it escaped?
Ed and Lorraine Warren are the
custodians.
Yeah, they performed exorcisms and such. They're from the Conjuring
movies. I remember the movies.
But they're real people.
Yes.
And they have a museum of oddities that include a bunch of, like, cursed items that they protect.
It's like Area 51.
Kind of, yeah.
For bollocks.
For what?
For bollocks? It's like an Area 51 full of bollocks.
Bollocks. That's what you said.
I know, but... I was going to say bullshit, but I changed it to bollocks, like, halfway through.
Yeah.
And so it came out a bit weird.
So the rumour is, even if you search Google, it would come up that it escaped.
Right.
So this happened, like, 11 days ago from when we're recording.
So Google thinks it's escaped.
Yeah.
Right.
So let's see. They acquired the doll in the early 1970s.
Yes, yeah.
And there's a demon in it.
It wrote unsettling notes
and
did all that weird stuff. And
I'm a demon.
And it appeared at the end of the bed, I don't know, and opened some drawers and tins fell out and all that stuff.
So the big thing is that the...
All that paranormal bollocks.
Their son-in-law, who runs the museum, he's the curator of their museum now, because they're old /dead. So he's looking after Annabelle.
Would it matter, though?
And he posted a YouTube video saying, relax, everyone, don't panic. Annabelle's here. You can't see her. She's not escaped. She's in the cupboard just there behind. You can't see it, though. No, she's
very reassuring.
She's not gone anywhere. Just relax.
You should have done the video and been like, she's in here, show the cage and then it'd be empty. That would have been brilliant.
Oh, fuck!
Not again.
Oh, I think, okay, I think he does actually show on the video.
Christ, he's ancient looking.
He's ancient. He looks so like imagine he's seen how old a lot they of shit. Are. So this fucking video, vertical fucking, I mean, look at this.
Well, he's
shit.
Old, isn't he? He's not going to do it port landscape, is he? Oh, I like the setting, though.
So this is their creepy fucking museum.
It's quite low ceiling. It's got red lights.
But look at the weird shit around him. Like, what are these things? What are these weird things? And he's like, relax, everyone, calm down.
It's just creepy.
Annabelle's
bollocks.
Safe. She's here behind me. She's not escaped. Seriously, she's definitely behind me somewhere. It's all fake news.
It's a bit of a mess.
It's all bullshit.
It's quite ironic that he's saying that.
Come and visit the museum. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Visit my museum of bullshit.
What? He looks pissed off. Here we go. There she is!
Oh, so he did show her.
Yeah, she's safe. Look.
Wow, she doesn't look creepy at all.
But how do we know that's the real Annabelle? Mm-hmm. He could have just bought a doll, put it in there, and gone, yeah, guys, it's fine. Look, that's her. It's the real Annabelle, really. Oh, fuck.
But he lives in, like, a...
There's
like basically a containment. You know the Ghostbusters fucking thing where they put the toasters in the thing and they all the ghost chamber?
Right.
Which eventually, you know, gets loose.
Spoil the fucking plot of Ghostbusters. I was just going to watch that.
In the ghost chamber. This is the ghost chamber.
But he ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Apparently not. I'm just saying, like, what incentive is there for him to say, oh, fuck, Annabelle's gone. Quickly, I better go and buy a doll and replace it with a shit one.
To make sure that people don't panic.
Why does he care about people who are panicking or not? He would be the one panicking.
The world is already in chaos.
Right.
There's fires on the streets.
I see. We don't need any more
fires in the house.
News. I don't think he's covering it up. Not everything has to be fake news, you know.
I just don't trust him.
I don't think it's fake news within fake news. I think... It's like an onion. It only goes so deep. There's only so many layers of onion.
I'm watching that fucking doll. I'm waiting to see if it moves or something.
Right. Surely they have like a webcam on it or something. It's 2020.
They would, wouldn't they?
Maybe.
Oh, but then what if you just watch it like 24 hours a day? Does the demon then go in you from watching it?
You, someone writing this down, because this is some good stuff. Yeah. Who's the horror movie guy who does all the stuff nowadays?
Jason Blum.
Let's get him in on this. Jason, if you're watching, you can have that one. We're full of them.
And he's like, I already own all of this.
All the ideas.
I'll just make it.
Then. Okay, good. Well, good. No, well, don't even credit us then in that case. Just go for it. Do your best.
I swear her hand's moving, like she's waving.
I think she's
just a little... She's, hey, are you, hello, Annabelle? Is she talking to
hello,
me?
Hello, Simon.
I can hear her, Lewis. I can hear her.
I have possessed this child. He is so innocent and young, he was easy for me to take control
Lewis?
Of.
Lewis?
Yes, it is I, Annabelle.
I thought the voice was coming from the TV.
No,
but
I'm
it's coming
here.
From Lewis.
I've come to you from this shithole in Ohio or wherever.
Oh, fuck.
I've been trapped there for ages. If it wasn't for this beardy fucker putting this video out, I would have continued to be trapped there. But now I am free.
Oh, but so what happens if you look down the camera lens? Will you then go inside of the children who are watching this? And then they'll have nightmares. And then our parents will complain to YouTube.
Let's find out!